I speak the truth, my content might just make you so uncomfortable. If you out here fibbing, being fake, no, I'm not one of you. I'm trying to take this higher from the bottom, nah, I'm one of you. Wonder who gon' recognize my worth, this grind been wonderful. It was only cheese between my Wonder Bread. I wondered where the bread was, trying to get my family stomach fed. Gotta keep my head up, I know my day gon' come. I know them days get brighter if you work, the shade gon' come, but prove them wrong.
Let's talk about fear. Fear, fear, fear.
I think sometimes the older we get as adults, we let fear overtake us more. I think sometimes we worry about what others think a little too much. I honestly personally think we worry about more of our immediate families of what they think, probably more than anything besides just friends. I think we let the driving force a lot of times of our thinking or the do's or what we could do or can do by based on what our family would say or think or whatever, instead of based on what we like and what makes us feel good and what, you know what I mean, really, really fulfills us, you know. I remember a guy asked me, he said, well, what do you do when you feel like, you know, you're too old or you too, like your time has passed or whatever to be at a certain point? And I told him, I said, well, where in the rule book says that? You know what I mean? I said, and if you think about it, think about some of the dumb shit you did as a young person. So maybe it's going to pop off for you when you get older, because I look at this, I wanted to be famous and all that being younger. But then when I look at all the lessons I've learned thus far and the things that I've obtained and all that stuff, I'm like, maybe I wouldn't have had that. Maybe I wouldn't have got that experience or, you know what I mean? The times, you know, I got some repo, I got a car repoed or whatever. It wouldn't have taught me certain lessons and how to handle things and how to move, make another move and boom, you know, get you another car or whatever. Like, I look at a lot of things, you know, if I didn't make certain decisions, you know, like if I didn't make, when I was 18, I moved to the Bay Area. Like I look at, what if I didn't move to the Bay Area because I was scared of being somewhere new and not knowing anybody other than, you know, the family members I had and being in a totally different environment that's way fast paced, you know what I mean? Or what if I had the fear of not, you know, I don't like to say coming out the closet, but basically coming to the realization of what my real sexual orientation is and not letting everybody put it on me. What if I didn't explore my sexuality and I'd sit up here and tried to act like I was straight and all that shit? I mean, it ain't hard to do, but it's too much on your subconscious mind to be running and stuff. I don't feel like doing all that. I'd rather just be myself, and whoever accept me, that's just who accept me. And who don't, well, nigga, you don't have to be in my face. But the thing I want to say about fear is that fear is just a quick feeling, because it's sometimes of the unknown, you know what I mean? And I try to tell people it's okay to sometimes just jump out there. Life doesn't have a safety net. Life doesn't have, the ground ain't gonna always catch you, you know what I mean? Sometimes you're gonna fall and just be falling for a while and not touch or grab, can't grab onto nothing, you know? Sometimes, you know, sometimes get over your fear. You know what I mean? You may never know what you're passing. You may never know. That's just like if somebody asked me to, you know, read a script or something for a part. And, you know what I mean? I'm like reading what it is and what the character. And I don't know how to be that. Like, why not just give it a shot? Why walk away from it and always wonder, damn, I wonder if I just gave it a shot, would they say, yeah, would they maybe just work with me? But like, you know what? You didn't do the best, but you know what, Chris? We're going to work with you so that we can get you better. And then that job changed my life. What if I didn't do that script or something like that and it didn't change my life? You know what I mean? You can't be scared about stuff all the time. Like, are you going to be a scaredy cat all the time? You know what I mean? Like, and if you fail, okay, get up. Fuck the people that laugh, because you know what? You still need to be praised, because at least you tried. You should be laughing at them because they the scared ass pussies. You not, you know what I mean? Go out there, go for yours, get yours, you know what I mean? Certain men that I like or I interested, I feel like I got a shot, I go for it. I ain't about to be scared. Fuck this. I'm going to get this man. You know what I mean? And if it don't work or he ain't feeling me or shit, I find out he ain't really shit. You know what I mean? And peace out, you know? But other than that, go for it. You know what I mean? Just don't be scared, you know, to try something. And it's just a little encouragement about, you know, just going for yours. Don't be scared, you know, if things don't go the way you thought or people don't react in the way you would like them to or whatever, it's okay. You know what I mean? But you got over your fear of doing something that, you know, is going to better your life, you know, and free your conscience or free your mind or whatever. People that are scared to, you know, go to a new job, you know what I mean? Because they're comfortable at the job. But it's like, man, I tell people all the time, look at the job. You've been on a job 5 years and you ain't really moved. Hey, you ain't trying to grow at this bitch. Fuck this job. Like, go do something else. That might be the job for you, especially if you can make a dollar or two more or even more than that. You know, and I tell people sometimes, even if it's the same amount of money, but it's just putting yourself in a new environment. I'm like, you're tired of them raggedy ass coworkers anyway. So try something else. You know what I mean? If you're in a relationship and you're scared, you know, the unknown of being by yourself and being lonely, put you some Mary J. Blige on and fuck that shit. You'll be all right. Like, life gets better. I mean, the only option is for it to. I mean, every day can't be bad. You know what I mean? It's going to be some days where it's going to be a lot of days bad and days it's going to be a lot of days good. But the point is to keep living so you can see what the hell happens. Shit. You know, and make it through along the way. But just a little encouragement about fear. Don't let fear overcome you. You know what I mean? Go for it. Go for yours. Get yours. You know, be free. Be honest with people. And you'll be all right.
Yeah, yeah. That's a price. That's a price. Yeah. Groovy mode, none of this is scripted, life a movie role. Play my part, show them even through the bloopers you could grow. Found my reason, fly shit, I be dressing like some solid season. I keep it solid, every morning, every noon, and every evening, yeah.